think that would like to be done with the session. Many members in our caucus would like to be done with our caucus. Nevertheless, we still have some issues to discuss that we are trying to resolve as quickly and expeditiously as possible. And I strenuously object to being hauled in here before our business as a caucus is done. I can assure you that we are working as hard as we can, but really this is not ever how we have done business as a legislature, to call the minority party out of caucus and prevent them from discussing the issues that they need to discuss. Thank you.
Gentleman from the 64th.
You will be in the minority. You will be in the minority. I don't know if it'll be 2 years from now. I don't know if it'll be 4 years from now. I don't know if it'll be 10 years from now. My prediction, it will be soon. This abuse of power has got to stop. We do not behave like this. We don't treat one another like this. This is outrageous again. But again and again, you perform the same stuff. Now look, we have a lot of senior members over there. Now tell us. Tell these people who are all new that think this is a normal course of business, because it is not. I've served in this body for 7 sessions. Never, always in the majority. This is the first time I've been in the minority. Never once did we go to the floor and start the proceedings without the minority party. We are not playing games. We're not trying to draw crowds here. We just haven't finalized our opinion on some of these bills. But now you just went forward and you went ahead and messaged a bill that we have members that feel strongly about. They wanted to speak on that before you messaged it. This is an abuse of power. And for new members here, I know you just think you can do whatever you want, whenever you want, but you can't. And the people of this state will not stand by and continually have a flagrant violation of protocol in the traditions of this House. Now, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to ask unanimous consent to recess for purpose of the Democratic Caucus.
I heard an objection.
Is there an objection? Okay, Mr. Speaker, I would like to move that there be a recess for purposes of a Democratic caucus. And on the motion, I would like some of your senior members over there to cite any instance where this occurred, because I don't know of any instance, and maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe this happened. I was gone for 5 terms, or 6 terms, 7 terms. I do not believe it ever happened, but it is wrong. So I hope you will all support our right to finish our work on the calendar. Thank you.
Gentleman from the 55th. I'm sorry, gentleman from the 39th.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The gentleman from the 64th wants me to cite an instance. Speaker Wally Konecki, I'm not sure what the year was. I don't know if anybody you served with him. Well, you asked me to name an instance. A budget was passed while the Republicans were in caucus. No mention of coming back to the floor. The Republicans came out of caucus to a dark, empty chamber. They passed the budget. The Democrats had passed the budget. But you know what, gentlemen from the 64th? I'm trying to work with you. Give me some timeline. Give me some effort. You know, we're sitting around here, and I get it. I get it. You can't control your caucus. You can't control them. Guess what? If you don't want a bill to come up, object to it. If you can abstain the 2/3 vote, then do it. Don't punish the rest of everybody that's here because you can't control your caucus. There's people that have lives. There's people that want to go back to their district and talk to their constituents. Yeah, we can sit here. We can sit here all night long. We can sit here until tomorrow. But come on. You were just in caucus for 3.5 hours. What's a debate about? Get up and tell me what the debate is, what you have problems with. Because guess what? I'm going to tell you right now, whatever you come up with, at some point, the things we bring up in this caucus and on this floor are going to pass. Are going to pass. Are going to pass. I've tried to be as courteous as I could be. We spent 30-some hours the other day. You know, but at some point, you guys got to make a decision. What direction are you going to head? I can't run your caucus. You guys run your caucus. I can't. But you have to make a decision, gentlemen, from the 64th. Can you hold your caucus to a two-thirds vote? I know you have people. There's a comptroller bill that's up. I know half your caucus is split on it. But make a decision. You're either going to hold them or you're not. I'm not going to keep my members around for 48, 72 hours because you guys can't make a decision. You have to lead your caucus. Lead them. You're either going to hold them or you're not. We have people here that we have the press, we have everybody. It's either going to happen or not. And you know what? If you object to stuff and it doesn't go through, that's fine. That's the minority's right. That's the minority's right. It'll go through in January. You know what? We're at that point where if you object, that's fine. That's fine. The bill will pass in January. But the problem is right now is that just this delay and obstruction, I mean, what are you guys getting out of this? I just don't know what you're getting out of this. We get that you're a divided caucus. I know there's a couple bills that you guys are half and half on. I've been through that. It's not pleasant, but at some point, it's gonna happen. But keeping people till all hours of the night, you know, maybe politically you think it's great, but nobody's writing about this. Well, these guys are writing about it right now, but I don't know if they're writing in a favorable manner, because you know what? This is ridiculous. We debated something the other night for 10 hours that we all found out today it was already in place. You called us racists for 10 hours, but it already had been done, actually. And then the Journal Sentinel came out today and said, yeah, the assembly was right. So I understand. I understand you have a divided caucus on a number of these issues. But at some point, you have to make a decision. I'm not going to keep people here for 3 days for you to make a decision. And these aren't partisan issues. If half of your caucus wants to vote with us, it's probably a good policy choice. I don't know. Or it's bad. But make a decision. That's all I'm asking. We could stay here forever. But we don't do that. We either make a right or wrong decision, and we live with that. We live with the consequences of that. Politically, maybe it's not good for us. Maybe it's not good for you. We don't know. But we're here to take votes and move the process forward. And right now, we're not. We're not. I know that comptroller bill, I know there's a ton of people over there that want to vote for that. And if that's the argument you're having, you're not going to hold it back. At some point, we're going to take that vote. At some point, we're going to. So I'm just asking you a common courtesy. We've been here, this has been a long week. Senate's home, they're gone. We're going to come back in January, back in the regular session. Maybe we come back if we get a mining bill or something in November or December. But these bills are going to end up passing. They're going to end up passing. But I understand you have to make a stand, but at some point your caucus is going to have to make a decision. So I would hope we could do that tonight. I would hope we could get out at a decent hour, which is past, but, you know, like I said the other day, we're going to be here. I'll keep our caucus here as long as we have to. It's going to pass, but, you know, I just wish that you guys would make a decision. And I know it's difficult. I know when you have people all over the board in a caucus, it's difficult. But, you know, you were the guys who told us you were unified. You were unified 2 days ago. So get unified and pass something. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. So I'm just asking common courtesy that we don't keep people up for 48 hours at a time. Because you know what? I just turned 45 a couple weeks ago. This is getting tiresome on me. That's getting tiresome too.
Gentlemen, can you hold your
that
remarks?
Is too.
Can the sergeant staff clear the gallery? Go ahead, gentlemen from 39th.
So everybody's tired, nerves are raw. I'm just asking you guys, you know what? There's got to be members on that side of the aisle that don't love this, don't love sitting here for 24 hours at a time. So, gentlemen from the 64th, I'll be honest with you. I admire your energy. I admire everything you try to do. But, you know, at some point, you got to get your caucus to a decision. So that's all I'm asking. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman from the 64th.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I'm not sure of the date, but apparently I don't doubt your word. Probably Wally Konecki, when he was Speaker, did that. Now, I can go back to the clips and look at what your reaction was, but I'm sure your reaction was not, oh, well, that's the way things go around here. I'm sure you were very upset, and I think that was wrong. I don't think that prior to that, I had been there a decade probably before that happened, and it never happened. So you're right, there is that precedent. And I'm sure you were upset during that period, and I think it's a stain on the House if he did that. If you were still in caucus, they came and voted, that's totally wrong. Now, in terms of the management of time of the House, last session, whenever it got to be dark, you said, this is terrible. We're debating in the dark of night. Continually, I mean, member after member, we shouldn't be here in the dark of night. Now, we tried earlier in the session at times to recess so our staff could have a break, come back the next day. There are a lot of ways that you can handle managing the time here. But the way you should not handle it, the way you absolutely should not handle it, is to come in here, do a call of the roll, and start passing bills forward. That's wrong. By any stretch of the imagination, that's wrong. And you will be in the minority. And someday, we'll have a Democratic governor. And someday, you'll have another Republican governor. But there are institutional issues at stake here. When you give your governor complete autonomy to do whatever he wants, appoint whoever he wants, completely control the rules, that's going to be a Democratic governor someday. And I'll tell you, with some of the rulings that we've had that anything's germane, that will come back to haunt you. Now, we have an obligation. We are temporary occupants of these offices. Some of us more temporary than others. Next session, some of you won't be here. And some of you will have long careers. Some of you will serve 10 years. I predict some of you will serve 30 years. Some of you will be like, you know, maybe Marlon, 40 years. But we have an obligation. We have an obligation to this institution to protect the institution. And what we've done here not only doesn't protect it, it damages it enormously. What happened this spring, in my judgment, was inexcusable. Totally inexcusable. A complete abuse of power when you have a presiding officer that calls a vote. There's a procedure for calling a vote. 15 people have to stand up and second it. That's never been done before. That we did research. Only Speaker Prosser made that motion and withdrew it out of respect for the institution. When you cut that vote short, that disenfranchised nearly a third of the people of the state. I don't know, but I don't believe that ever happened before. Four of your own members who knew the game plan weren't able to vote. Our only independent member didn't vote. Over a third of our members didn't vote. That sets a new low. Wisconsin has been known for clean, open, and honest government. It's one of the things I value most. One of the things I have the greatest pride in. And I believe we all want that. I mean, I believe in my heart, nobody ran for office to say we no longer want to have clean, open, and honest government in Wisconsin. But I think that at times, we forget ourselves. We forget those lessons that we are privileged to be here. Every one of us have been entrusted by our constituents with a special responsibility to uphold the rules, to uphold decorum, to be respectful of one another, and to maintain the traditions of this body. And we are not doing that when you start before we come back here. And all I'm asking, come over to our caucus. Knock on the door. I'll gladly come out immediately. If you say, look, this is not working for us, then we could have come back, done some more bills, together worked it out, what bills we were going to set aside. That is common courtesy. And we're not trying to be discourteous. And it would be easy if we all were able to do like you do, which just support every bill, vote against every amendment. That is simple. But we do have independent thinkers that do want to let us know how they feel and to try and maneuver a little bit to at least make sure that the people that we represent are well represented. So no disrespect intended, Mr. Speaker. I hope you didn't take it that way. I'm just saying to you that we need common courtesy both ways. And I would like to renew my unanimous request motion that we recess for 45 minutes for purposes of a Democratic caucus.
45 minutes will make it what? I'm having a hard time seeing.
What?
2:30.
2:30? Right.
We're going to start at 2:30. Wisconsin State Assembly stands in recess for the purpose of partisan caucus.